Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I think it goes without saying that making a movie is incredibly difficult, and a lot of thought goes into even the smallest details that you might not even notice. And so we have these 10 scenes, each of them beloved and totally unforgettable, having been assembled with an evidently ridiculous amount of care to ensure that they resonated with audiences as deeply as possible. But each of them also has a rather outlandish secret, an unexpected twist without which the scene wouldn't be quite the same. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com. And these are 10 ridiculous secrets behind iconic movie scenes. Number 10. Drunk E.T. was acted by a legless 12-year-old, E.T. Of the many, many iconic scenes in Steven Spielberg's E.T., who can forget the sequence when the adorable extraterrestrial is left home alone and accidentally gets drunk while exploring the fridge? E.T. consequently stumbles around as he enjoys alcohol for the very first time, and in order to achieve the creature's distinctively wonky drunk walk, Spielberg had to get creative. Ultimately, Matthew Demerit, a 12-year-old boy who was born without legs, was hired to sit inside the creature puppet and walk around on his hands to produce that unforgettable stumble, whilst looking through slits in E.T.'s chest to see where he was going. While most audiences probably just assumed that it was some state-of-the-art animatronic puppetry at play, the scene has an undeniable tactile human touch, and this is why. Number 9. Ridley Scott used suited-up children to make the space jockey look bigger. Alien. There's so much haunting imagery in Ridley Scott's sci-fi classic Alien, but perhaps no single moment has been more obsessively dissected and discussed than the discovery of the remains of the space jockey, a giant, long-dead alien creature. The space jockey's intriguing design is matched only by its imposing size, and in order to emphasize just how towering the creature was, Scott had his young sons, Jake and Luke, along with a cameraman's child, dress up in child-sized spacesuits for the distant shots of the crew who are examining the space jockey. Looking at the shots in the final movie, you'd never even know it. It's a simple yet unexpected choice which massively heightens the creature's fascinating majesty and eerie discomfort. Number 8. The door is real because Jack Nicholson kept breaking the prop doors too quickly. The Shining. There's no scene more iconic in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining than the chilling sequence where a murderous Jack Torrance hacks a door to pieces with an axe in an attempt to slaughter his wife Wendy and his son Danny. But getting the "Here's Johnny" scene right saw Nicholson smash his way through a reported 60 doors over the course of 3 days. And funnily enough, this wasn't actually a result of Kubrick's well-noted obsessive perfectionism. It was rather due to Nicholson having been a volunteer firefighter in his younger days, meant that he had some experience with breaking down a door or two, and made short work of the thinner prop doors supplied for the production. Kubrick felt that this implied that Jack had superhuman strength, and so instructed the prop department to bring him some real doors, which ultimately produced the more realistic and labored result in the final scene. Number 7. A white stunt double was used for a black orderly during the hospital escape. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Perhaps the most brilliantly tense sequence in James Cameron's hit action sequel is the thrilling escape from the state hospital, where the T-800 and John Connor retrieve Sarah Connor from her incarceration, whilst also being pursued by the villainous T-1000. But Arnie has to crack a few of the orderly's skulls on his way out of the door, non-fatally of course, and in the process hurls one of the guards into a barred window. And if you pay extreme close attention to this, you'll notice that this orderly is a black man, yet when he's thrown into the glass, the stuntman is in fact white. It's tough to spot because of the low lighting conditions, but courtesy of the 4K version of this film, the change in skin tone is hilariously unmistakable. Perhaps Cameron expected that nobody would notice, and to be fair, it only took 28 years for somebody to catch it, so all in all, not bad. Number 6. Luke's floating speeder was achieved with mirrors and Vaseline. Star Wars: A New Hope. For the stunning shots of Luke traversing Tatooine in a speeder in the very first Star Wars movie, you'd be forgiven for assuming that this was simply another case of some rather complex optical effects magic. But these images were largely achieved with a practical solution, by having the speeder run on wheels and placing a mirror on its side, reflecting the ground and from a distance giving the impression of a wheel-free movement. To make the effect more convincing, George Lucas also had Vaseline, which he nicknamed the Force Field, smeared over the camera lens filter to better obscure the mirrors. However, this Vaseline actually created a peculiar orange hue, which you can see in the Mos Eisley arrival in the original 1977 release. This was digitally corrected for the 1997 special edition release, however, which basically looks completely seamless. Number 5. Cate Blanchett had a voice cameo in the orgy scene. Eyes wide shut. So Stanley Kubrick's final film is best remembered for its deeply unsettling orgy sequence, where protagonist Dr. Harford infiltrates a sinister sexual ritual and finds himself threatened by the Master of Ceremonies. His bacon is saved, however, by a mysterious masked woman who warned him earlier that he was in danger, making a non-specific sacrifice in order to redeem him. Although this masked woman is played by model Abigail Good, it was revealed in a recent 20-year retrospective of the sequence that the woman's voice was actually dubbed over by none other than Cate Blanchett. Given that this was never even hinted at prior, it's a pretty damn shocking and juicy secret to find out that was kept quiet for 2 entire decades. How on earth could Blanchett resist not talking about having a cameo in Kubrick's final film? Number 4. Buzz's girlfriend is actually a boy. Home Alone. So one of Home Alone's funniest gags sees Kevin sifting through his older brother Buzz's possessions and coming across a framed, less than flattering picture of a young woman, to which Kevin memorably quips, "Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof." Curious little information about the poor girl was made available online, at least until a 2017 interview where the actor who played Buzz revealed that the person in the picture wasn't a girl at all, but rather a boy dressed up in a wig. He said, "The producers decided that it would be unkind to put a girl in that role of just being funny looking. The art director had a son who was more than willing to volunteer for the part. I think that if he had known that it would become the highest grossing family comedy of all time, he might have had a second thought about it." All things considered though, this was surely the least cruel route. And with this new knowledge in mind, the scene is actually even funnier. Number 3. The car chase was shot without permits. The French Connection. William Friedkin's Best Picture-winning crime thriller features one of the most exciting and unpredictable car chases ever put to film, in which the NYPD detective Popeye Doyle commandeers a civilian's car in order to pursue an elevated train on which a hitman is attempting to escape. And in typical Friedkin fashion, he decided to fly by the seat of his pants, shooting the sequence without obtaining the necessary city permits. The production did manage to liaise with the NYPD to help control traffic for 5 blocks, but the precise nature of the chase was never outlined to the authorities. In a highly illegal move, the director decided to continue the chase past the bounds of the traffic control, where civilian vehicles and pedestrians were going about their lives and were thus included in the final chase. And apparently what passed for health and safety was the director placing a flashing police light on top of Doyle's 1971 Pontiac Le Mans to warn people. In fact, it was such a risky set piece to shoot that any scenes that had to be shot from the car's back seat were filmed by Friedkin himself, given that all of the camera crew were married with children while he wasn't. It would be virtually impossible to get away with such cavalier filmmaking today, but with a budget of just $1.8 million in 1971, which is about $11.4 million in today's money, the director lacked the money to stage the set piece the legal way. But still, it's utterly insane. Number 2. Captain Marvel had CGI hair during the prologue. Avengers Endgame. One of the most pivotal scenes in Avengers Endgame occurs right at the start of the movie, as Tony Stark and Nebula are rescued from being marooned in space by Captain Marvel, allowing audiences their first glimpse of Carol Danvers interacting with the Avengers. And while it's little surprise that much of Brie Larson's role was shot in front of a green screen, you probably never even noticed that her hair is actually in that initial space set sequence, and indeed when she goes to scope out Thanos' planet a little while later, was actually entirely digital. Indeed, Larson's real hair was under a skull cap, and in order to make Danvers' hair float realistically in space, it was decided that going the digital route was the simplest option. When the recent home video release revealed the truth, many fans were pissed, despite the likelihood that they never even noticed it until watching the behind-the-scenes featurette. And number 1. Choi Min-sik ate 4 live octopuses for real. Old boy. Chan-Woo Park's Old Boy is a masterful, haunting thriller with a bevy of jaw-dropping twists. But even with a plot that involves rampant murder and incest, the most disgusting thing in it is the scene in which the protagonist devours a live octopus. And despite actor Choi Min-sik being both a Buddhist and a vegetarian, he agreed to perform the scene the hard way 4 times. No CGI was used while filming this scene, with the actor eating 4 live octopuses for real in order to get a usable take. The actor would pray to each octopus and offer his apologies before filming a take. The end result is certainly striking and suitably revolting, and with a mere $3 million budget, there clearly wasn't any possibility of a digital equivalent.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.